Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. Thank you so much for being here today. On Sundays here at Sugar Hill Church, we've been in a teaching series called What's Next? And it's a question that we're hoping that every person will ask when they understand that God has a next for them. And so if you aren't normally part of our services, or maybe you've missed a few of them, I want to encourage you to go by our website, sugarhill.church. Again, that's just sugarhill.church, and catch a replay as we walk through this important teaching. This last Sunday, Pastor Chuck talked about this idea that we simply call finding freedom. It's the idea that the moment you give your life to Christ, He changes you on the inside, but what is also true is that change sometimes or oftentimes takes a while for it to leak its way out into every area of our lives. In other words, all of us have bad habits. All of us have sinful habits that we can get locked into, that we can metaphorically become prisoners to. And when Jesus was on this earth, one of the things that He said that He came to do was to set prisoners free. Now, I believe that He wants to do that in our spiritual lives. He wants us to get free of the things that are killing us. Let me say that again. He wants us to get free of the things that are killing us. And there's a lot of ways that God uses to help us to get free, but one of those is our friendships. Now, if you've been around the podcast a while, you know this is a recurring theme that comes up every few months, because here's the principle: that if you show me your friends, I'll show you your future. If you show me your friends, I will show you your future. In other words, the kind of people you hang out with help shape and determine oftentimes what your future is going to look like. And one of the things that we believe is that it's impossible to live the right kind of life if you're surrounded by the wrong kind of friends. So in other words, if we want to find freedom, one of the ways that God's going to do that is through the friendships, having the right kind of friends in our life. And so there's a lot of things we can say about this, but I want to remind you of three kinds of friends that you need in your life, that I need in my life. And it could be that you have one of these, you might have two of these, maybe you don't have any of these, but it might just be that you're just one friend away from finding freedom. The first kind of friend that we all need is, number one, the kind of friend that makes us better. The kind of friend that makes us better. A true friend is not somebody that just tells us what we want to hear, but a true friend is somebody that makes us better just by being in their presence. And in the Old Testament, David, who is a famous king, had that kind of person. He had a man in his life named Samuel that came to him when he did not see his own potential, and he called something out of him. In 1 Samuel 16, he said to this young boy that everybody else overlooked, he said, "Rise." God said to him, "Rise, anoint him. This is the one." And God used Samuel to help David get better. He called something out of him that he didn't see. Do you have somebody like that? Do you have somebody in your life that makes you better in the things that matter most, in your marriage, in your health, in your finances? Proverbs 27, verse 17 reminds us that iron sharpens iron. The second kind of friend that every single one of us needs as we find freedom is we need a friend that helps us find strength. They help us find strength. Later in David's story, he is scared to death of the evil king Saul. He's on the run. And yet in 1 Samuel 23, Saul's own son, Jonathan, it says in verse 15 and 16, helped him find strength in the Lord. You need a friend like that. You need friends in your life. I need friends in my life that help us find spiritual strength when we're tempted to give up, when we're tempted to walk away, when everybody else has stepped out of our lives. We need that kind of friend that makes us find strength. Do you have that? Do you have that person? And the third kind of friend that David had is we all need a friend who loves us enough that they tell us the truth. The kind of friend that loves us enough that they tell us the truth. And this happens for David. Later, when David's a successful king, he makes a terrible decision. He ends up committing adultery. He ends up becoming a murderer. He ends up trying to hide his sin. And yet, there was a friend, a guy named Nathan, that loved him enough that he risked his relationship with the king, the most powerful man in the land, to look him in the eye and to call him out on it. We need somebody like that. See, the truth is, some of us will never become who God wants us to become because we don't have that kind of friend. We don't have somebody that's going to help call us out of the things that are sabotaging our lives. Let me say this again. If you show me your friends, I'll show you your future. If you show me the kind of people that have access to your heart, I'll show you the kind of freedom that you will or will not have in the future. God certainly wants you to find freedom. Maybe you need the right kind of friend. You might be one friend away from changing the rest of your life. You might be one friend away from having the marriage you always dreamed of, from being the parent that you were meant to be. You might be one friend away from becoming more generous than you ever have been in your lifetime. You might be one friend away from overcoming addictions in your family and getting healthy. You might be one friend away from tapping into the power of what God is doing and using you in a powerful way to make a difference. Show me your friends. I'll show you your future. God wants you to find freedom. And one of the ways he's going to do it is he's going to use friends in your life. So let me ask you a question. Do you have those kind of friends? Do you have the ones that love you enough that they tell you the truth? Do you have the friends that will help you find spiritual strength? Do you have the kind of friends that help you get better? Well, as my grandmother used to say, if you want to have that kind of friend, you've got to be that kind of friend. Maybe God wants to use you in somebody's life today to help them find freedom. Man, we love you guys. We're so grateful to be able to walk alongside you during this journey. If we can help you in any way, drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. God bless.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.